Okay, Rebbe Say, we have been discussing the halachos of Bishul, and we commented that there is Bishul on non-food items, there's Bishul on solid food items, and Bishul on liquid food items. Bishul on liquids is different than Bishul on solids, both in terms of the kamos and the echos. That Bishul by liquids, the din is kedei lirchos bo ever katan. Bishul by solids, the din is that the shear and kamos is a grogeres. It's also different in terms of what temperature is considered bishul. That's what we will call the bishul in the echos. When it comes to solids, the din is maichol ben drusoy. When it comes to liquids, there might be a din of maichol ben drusoy, but it's not exactly clear. But by liquids, the pashtus in the Gemara and Daf Mem is that the din of bishul is only when it is Yad Zola Despo. There's also a difference between Bishul on liquids and Bishul on solids with respect to the halacha of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. When it comes to solids, the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei tells us that Dover Shabbat B'Chaim and Lifnei HaShabbos Shor Nosei B'Chaim B'Shabbos and Ein Bishul Achar Bishul when it comes to solids. That's a categorical statement. That is Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Yud Ches Iftes Vav, Simin Shin Yud Ches Iftala. That comes up out and up and up and up. Again, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Yavesh, Dover Pashut. It's accepted. If you don't know that, so then you don't know that, but you're missing out on like fundamentals in Yiddishkeit. It's like one of the Ikar HaEmunah. However, when it comes to liquid, so then there's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rosh has a machlekes, because that the sheet of Rashi is that there is yesh bishul achar bishul by a davar lach. Many Rishonim, the Ran primarily disagrees with Rashi. The Ran assumes that even by a davar lach ain bishul achar bishul. The Rambam we noted is by yeshita mimutzaat that the Rambam probably holds that bishul achar bishul by davar lach is pater aval aser. Could be that's what the Rambam holds by all bishul achar bishul, but l'chayre there's some din of iser midrabanan at least by bishul achar bishul by dover lach according to the Rambam. La halacha by a dover lach when there is bishul achar bishul, so the mechaber's shita is that we have to really be machmir that there is bishul achar bishul by dover lach, and consequently when the item cools down beneath yad so let us bow, so there is a din of bishul achar bishul. However, Moshe Isserles, the Ramah paskins that so long as it's not nitzanin legamrei, so long as it has not completely cooled off, so then we are going to assume that ein bishul achar bishul by davar lach. The mechaber holds fundamentally yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach. As long as it's beneath yad so let us bow, it's mamash a problem. Ken zayin is going to be an iser da'iraisa according to the mechaber. The Ramah, however, says that no. The Ramah says that kol zman that's lo nitzan in the gamre, it is going to be permitted bishul achar bishul by a davar lach. We last time we learned we had a number of conversations, but one of the conversations that we had related to the shaila of how do I understand this Ramah? Do I understand the Ramah that fundamentally he paskins that ain bishul achar bishul by davar lach at all, that there's no such thing as bishul achar bishul by davar lach, lach and yavesh is all the same. Nor vas we epis have a chumra because of maris ayin. If it's nitzan in the gamri, we're going to be machmir. That is the way the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Sadi Tes seems to say it. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Chelak Beis Simin Lamed Aleph assumes. That seems to be the approach of the Chazon Ish. It seems to be normative Judaism, that the Mishnah Berurah represents the idea that according to the Ramah, fundamentally, ein bishul achar bishul by davar lach. However, we throw a little chumr into the miskeret. The chumr is that if it's nitzan in legamrei, so then we're going to say, you have to be machmir. This is mainstream Yiddishkeit. However, the Magen Avraham, I'm not sure how the Alter Rebbe paskins, by the way, on this, but therefore the Alter Rebbe follows the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes that fundamentally the Ramah paskins that yesh bishul achar bishul by a davar lach. However, until such time as it is nitzanin legamrei, the original bishul remains, and therefore we don't apply the rule of yesh bishul achar bishul. When it isn't Nitzan in Legamri, so then the original Bishul is gone. Right, that was the Magen Avraham's Mahalach. The Egle Tal had a slightly different Mahalach that we noted last time, etc. In other words, according to the Magen Avraham, there could be an Isser Da'iraisa of Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach, even according to the Ramah. There could be an Isser Da'iraisa to reheat cooked liquid. And we pointed out last time, we learned a number of potential nafgaminas, including the second cup of tea or the like, right? Can you reheat those droplets? You have to mamish, clear out the droplets from the bottom of that first cup of tea. Or do I say that no, ain't bishul achar bishul by a dover lach? And it could be that we're not going to be machmir on those tiny little droplets because maybe the entire chumrah that they have by Nitztani Legamri is only when it's like nicker, it's like a maris ayin dika chumra. And kenzen, there's like no maris ayin on those little droplets. That's what we said the Ramosha Feinstein, Igris Moshe Chelak Alof Simon Tzadi Gimel holds. Ramosha holds that the din is that fundamentally ain bishol achar bishol by dover lach. And therefore it can be make on the second cup of tea. We pointed out that in the Hakdama, the Shvisas HaShabbos, he quoted that he saw this goin Reb Moshe of Stavitz, that he was machmir to clean out his cup after the first cup of tea, and he doesn't know anyone else who agrees with this. Okay? But such a chumrah makes very much sense if I'm in Magen Avraham world. We pointed out a few other potential nafgaminas in terms of the medchum, in terms of that. How do we say it in English?
The indicator,
right? In terms of the indicator on the urns, we pointed out that's a potential nafgamina because the water was once cooked. We discussed whether we could figure out the temperature of the water inside the indicator. Nady sent around to the Sheer WhatsApp group the Star K's scientific experiment about the water in the indicators, and if I read it correctly, they, just like me, have no idea. They say there are different types of urns. It's hard to know exactly the status over there.
Rabbi Katz is the one who sent me the article originally. I believe he forwarded it to the group.
Yes, that was Ben. So you're responsible for this? Okay, Ben is mamish very humble, so he doesn't like. So he lets Nady take credit for sending it out to the group. Yashikayach Ben, Yashikayach Nady, whatever it is. I'd like to present another potential nafgamina that we didn't talk about last time. Mishnah Brura writes in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Se'if Katan Pei Dalet. And if you look at Reish Nun Gimel Pei Dalet in the Mishnah Brura, and you read the Sha'ar Hatziyun, this is going on the case of the Rabbeinu Yonah versus the Ran, the case that we already discussed. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Aliyos in Baba Basra Daf Yotes that you should protest those people who are matmin the chamin and then they pour it on Shabbos into the pot of water. Rabbeinu Yonah says, make a macha'a, like throw your rocks or whatever Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. And the Ran says, right, not necessary. Right. The Ran says you don't have to make a machoah. The Mechaber Pasin says Yesh Limchos. The Pashtus in the Mechaber is the Yesh Limchos is the is because of the concern that maybe the water will cool down. Maybe the water will cool down, and therefore you'll be mevashel that water. Comes along the Mishnah Berura, and the Mishnah Berura says, well, maybe the Yesh Limchos Pasin like the Rabbeinu Yonah only makes sense if you're a Sephardi. If you hold that fundamentally yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach. But if you're an Ashkenazi, it's highly unlikely that the water is going to dip down and become nitztanin legamrei. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Katan Pei Dalet says that for Ashkenazim l'cha'ora ein l'mchos. For Ashkenazim l'cha'ora, you're allowed to pour the water that you were matmin me'er Shabbos into the cholent pot, etc. Because kol zman shelo nitzdan in legamrei, it's going to be okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is l'cha'ayra what the Ramah references, because the Ramah there in Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Dalet, after the Machaber quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramah writes, Ayein Simin Shin Yod Ches. Misdama Kavonas HaRamah, when he says Ayein Simin Shin Yod Ches, is that the Ramah means, in Simin Shin Yod Ches, I paskind, that if it's lo nitzan in the gamay, it's going to be permitted. So the Ramah is saying that you don't have to be machmir, if you're an Ashkenazi, you don't have to be machmir like the Rabbeinu Yonah. That is normative Judaism. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Se'if Katin Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mikol Makayim Mashma Mimagen Avram B'maskanaso. He has a shtickle diyuk in the maskan of the Magen Avram. The afsha ein limchos biyahano hagen lahakel. Tov yoser linhog shelo laros haroskim in aklivishom the kaira amasha betocho kiim bekaf. Nonetheless, you should be careful not to pour the water indirectly. Why not? B'cha'ayra, what the Mishnah Berurah means is that you should be machmir, that there will be yesh bishul achar bishul, even though it is lo nitzana in legamri. The pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah is that he's saying even Ashkenazim should be machmir, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, not to pour the water in, because of the possibility that there is going to be bishul achar bishul by the Dover Lach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, that's already interesting. Meaning, even though the Ramah tells me in Shin Yud Chesif Tesvav that if it's lone, it's tanin legamre, it's going to be permitted, but it's not really permitted. It's kind of permitted b'diyeved. Avoid it. Avoid it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Katan Pei Dalet. Now, it seems to me, and again, this is Schwartz talking, so if you don't like it, that's great. But it seems to me that this Chumrah only makes sense according to the Magen Avram L'shitasai. The Magen Avram says that if I have bishol achar bishol by dover lach and it's tanin legamri, it's an iser d'oraisa. Therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, I have to be much more nervous about bishol achar bishol by dover lachs. But if I am a Reb Moshe Mishnah, well, again, this end up being a steer in the Mishnah Berurah is on this nekuda. Therefore, but that's a different conversation. But if I'm a Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Chazanish, if I'm a Jew who assumes that the Ramah really paskins ain bishal achar bishal by davar lashon it's done in legamrei, so it's much harder to be machmir. It's much harder to say, oh, you should really be machmir not to pour the water, right? Not to pour the water from the urn into the cholent. To say I should be machmir is because I'm really nervous that maybe I hold like the Mechaber. I'm really nervous that I really hold that there's a din d'oraisa. So ken zayin, I should be machmir. But if I hold fundamentally that the ganze geshaft is drabanon, so then it seems to me it's harder to be machmir. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Pei Dalet, I think, is a shtickle so sehr what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Sadi Tes. Although my general attitude to stevers of the sort in the Mishnah Berurah is that we shouldn't get ourselves too nervous, because the Mishnah Berurah is mostly a digest and is quoting different shittas. So over here he quotes his diuk in the Magen Avraham, and then Achanami, that diuk in the Magen Avraham is true according to the Magen Avraham. He's not being machria lecha'ura. He says, yeah, the Magen Avraham says this, and Achanami, I'm just contending that this is the Magen Avraham l'shitaso. Okay,
Zolzai. Really, steer in the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, he still holds fundamentally that there is no bishul achar bishul b'lach. is that there's what to be machmir for, just like the Ramah was saying Shalim San Legamri what to be machmir for.
Again, like
here also.
I just think it's a shtickl stira insofar as it's harder. It's really hard to, if you hold that there's no iser d'iraisa at all in the misgeret, it's harder to say you should be machmir. We don't just dumb as I throw around be machmir. We throw around be machmir if we're more nervous for d'iraisa. So that's what I would argue. Again, I'm not.
It's half the Rishonim. It's half the Rishonim.
Okay. So that's another question. When half of the Rishonim assume this way, but Ashkenazim have a clear hachra, should you be machmir? That's a much larger question. You're right. All of those who are machmir against building Erevin and the like are assuming that we follow the majority of Rishonim, even though the hachra of the Ramah is one way. So that's a fair point, Nady. Okay, let's go back.
More common to be for Ashkenazim to be machmir against the Hachra than for Sephardim to be machmir against the Hachra.
I didn't hear what you said.
I think it's more common for Ashkenazim to be machmir against the Hachra than for Sephardim to be machmir against the Hachra.
Yeah, so again, that's because you're wedded to Chacham Ovadia, who is... Right. How do they say it? That every shayla in Judaism is sveksveka. Maybe it's also, maybe it's muti. Even if it's also chacham obad, you might have a kula. Right? It's, I don't know. Okay, zozain. Now, we spoke about a few issues related to the Hagadara of Lach and Yovesh. One issue that we spoke about was semi-solids. For example, something like ketchup. Is that Lach or Yovesh? We pointed out some achlikas from Moshe Feinstein and and we noted that according to our understanding of the distinction between lach and yavesh, it's hard to understand why ketchup would really be lach. We also noted that there is a question about the kamus, that how much lach do you need to be lach? Is it that any amount of lach is considered lach, or is it that only when there's a significant amount, or is it that only if it's rov? Mayor Goodman wanted to tie that these two issues are totally zebazeh, perhaps. But in terms of the second issue of the kamus of the lachos, to be considered lach or yavesh, so we pointed out that the Beis Yosef sounds like it's totally in rov, the Minchas Kohen paskins that's totally in rov, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Beis seems to say that it depends on whether there's a significant accumulation. And we pointed out the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur, in the Hilchser Absal Shabsa, the Alter Rebbe is super machmir. The Alter Rebbe writes that if there's any tiny amount of lach, it's going to be a problem. That was what we noted last time, the second question about what's called lach and what's called yavesh. The third question about what's called lach and what's called yavesh is something that bizman, I put it there, is yavesh, but it lachifies, it liquefies over time, no? That's a beferish discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes Zayin. Mutra litain impanada keneged ha'esh. Apparently an impanada is a thing that you could still buy. Right? You're allowed to put an impanada keneged ha'esh. The impanada apparently is like some dough with like some fatty stuff inside it. You're allowed to put it b'mokayim shayad sorlai. This the Mechaber says, even though the shuman, which was nikrash is chosev v'nimoach, the Mechaber seems to say that we follow the zman ha'nesina. If at the Zman HaNesina it is a Yavesh, even though it becomes a Lach afterwards, it doesn't bother me. It was Yavesh when you put it down. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. The Ramah, however, writes, Yesh Machmirim, V'nahagu L'Hakel, Yesh Machmirim, excuse me, I read it wrong, V'nahagu L'Hachmir, Mihu B'makom Tzorech, Yesh L'Smach HaSvar Rishona. Meaning, the Ramos says that there are some who are machmir. Now, when the Ramos says that there are some who are machmir, the Ramos is not talking about some are machmir midinei bishol. Midinei bishol, the pashtus in the Ramos, not just the pashtus. The Ramos holds that midinei bishol, there's no problem. The yesh machmir that the Ramos is quoting is because of a din of nolar. Vafareshet Sichati. The Gemara Dafnun Aleph says, Ein Miraksin, or Ein Miraskin, Lo Asabarad, Lo Asashalik, that you can't chop up ice or snow. You can't chop it up on Shabbos. There are three understandings in Rishonim as to why I cannot chop it up on Shabbos. Three Perushim in Rishonim. The Sheet of Rashi is that it's Domel Malacha. Rashi writes that it's Pashtus, they call this Moled. Moled means that I am creating something new. When I create something new, it looks Malachadik. And therefore, Rashi says that you should not chop up the ice because it looks like you're doing a malacha. It's some sort of maris ayin of malacha, right? Like we're speaking about in the Muktzah Shiurim now. Rashi is more likely than other Rishonim to use expressions like domi la malacha throughout the Masechta. Bitul kli mehichano, according to Rashi, is domi la malacha, right? That's a mahalach of Rashi. But l'cha'ayra, what Rashi means in the context of a miraksin, lo'as habar, lo'as hasheleg, Rashi means that when you take a sal and you make it into liquid, it looks like there was a significant change, and that is dami l'malacha, that's some sort of iser d'rabbanan, because it looks like you're doing a malacha. It seems to me like that this might be one of the fundamental sources in terms of using electricity on Shabbos. Orthodox Jews know that we don't use electricity on Shabbos. But we don't know why we don't use electricity on Shabbos. It's not so clear why we don't use electricity on Shabbos. And harbe kumosin nishtabru. Much has been written about this topic. Not clear why. But the pashtus is that we don't use electricity on Shabbos, like Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis writes, in probably the first tshuva about electricity. I think it was 2 years after Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. If you, the truth is dated, so you could figure it out. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis writes that it's a din of mailed. It's making something new. If you can't go, you can't chop up ice and snow because it's making something new. So l'cha'ira, when I have a circuit that turns on a light or turns on a fan, right? A light might be different. It turns on the fan. It does something. I'm making something new. That's Moilid, that's the Sheet of Rashi, it's Doma la Malacha, that's the Pashtus. And Yitzchak Shmelkis writes that just like you're not allowed to make seltzer on Shabbos, you can't use electricity on Shabbos. That's already a whole other topic in terms of making seltzer on Shabbos. But that's his Shita. The next Mahalach in Rishonim is the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTrumah. This is the last rush in the fourth perek. He quotes from Rabbeinu Baruch, but you have to do some careful detective work and check the language of the Sefer HaTerumah itself with the language that the rush quotes. The pashtus in the Sefer HaTerumah is that the reason why Ein Miraksin es Habar ves Hasheleg is because it's nolad, it's not moilad. Nolad in the sense of it's an iser d'rabbanon akin to muktzah. This item has to be some sort of muktzah. I didn't have das on it, me'er Shabbos, because it wasn't a liquid me'er Shabbos. If that's the case, it's going to be some sort of iser muktzah, and it could be that the Ramah, when he's machmir over here, he's machmir for that shita of nolad, and therefore the din of nolad, the din that it looks like muktzah, it's something like muktzah l'chayra, that only applies when it goes into, when it spills out on its own. If I take ice and I break it on its own, that is a din of noilad. But if it goes l'toch hakos, the Gemara tells us in Daf Nun Aleph, it's okay. Because then it's not nicker that I'm doing, that it's muktzah. There's nothing noticeable that was born, ki'ilu, noilad, it was born on Shabbos. There's nothing noticeable. It went right into hakos. That's l'cha'ira, the shita of the Ramah. That the Isra over here is out nolad.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Is there a big difference whether the Ramah is because of molad or nolad, or did I misunderstand something?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference. In other words, if it's dami la malacha, the din is true only if I bang it myself. I take the ice and I have my ice, what's it called? My ice pick. Then I'm breaking the ice up. Only then is a problem. It's din biyad. However, if it's not asame elov, there's no din of mylad. However, the din of nolad would apply even if it's not asame elov.
Putting it on the fire is considered nasame elov?
Whoa. Wait. We're going to apply it to our case of the empanada. We'll get there in a minute. Right now, I'm just presenting an outline of the shitas harishonim and that's more daf nun aleph. So if I have Rashi and the Baal HaTruma, two different shitas. According to Baal HaTruma, the din is noilad. If the din is noilad, according to Baal HaTruma, even if it's nasim elov, it's a problem. And therefore, Ashkenazim should not put ice cubes into the cup before you put the liquid into the cup. Because if I put the ice cube in on its own, ice becomes water, right? This is one of the things I learned in chemistry in high school. The ice becomes water over time, and that would be noilad. Right? If the Ramah is machin for the Baal HaTruma, so that would be a din of noilad. The third sheet in Rishonim, we understand that Gemara is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the reason why Eimer Rachz in lo yasabor v'lo yasasheleg is because it's dome l'schitas peros. There's a din I'm not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. Like mashkin shazavu even is also, the Gemara tells me at the beginning of Beitza. Liquid that oozes out of fruit is also as well. Schitas peiros is a problem. So the Rambam holds that there's a din of I can't squeeze a fruit. I can't bang on the ice for it to become a problem. Even though if it's a din of schitas peiros, it should be usher, even if it's not asame elov, even if it happens on its own, it's like mashkin shazov, which should be a problem. Nonetheless, the Rambam bepashtus holds that when it happens on its own, the Gemara says it's mutar l'teich hakais, and that's because the Rambam holds that on the fundamental level, sheleg is a liquid. Rev Zevin Zecharon Lefarach has a whole essay in the Sefer L'Or HaHalacha called HaSheleg. Usually people talk about this during the first snow of the year. The Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin and elsewhere discusses whether sheleg is metame like a liquid or like a solid. Is snow fundamentally a liquid or a solid? There's a whole discussion, hilchos mikvah ice. No? Can you use a mikvah of ice or snow? Can it become she'uven when it's ice or snow? All these details. The Rambam L'cha'ira holds that it is dome to mashkin shazavu, dome to schitas peros, excuse me, meaning fundamentally speaking, it's not really schitas peiros, because schitas peiros means I take a salah and make it liquid. Over here, it was a liquid halachically beforehand, but right, if I am banging it, it looks like I'm being sochir a fruit. Consequently, the gezer of mashkin shazavu will not apply, because the Rambam says the gezer of mashkin shazavu doesn't apply when something is fundamentally a liquid. So there are three shitas in Rishonim, how do I understand that Gemara?
Meaning, everybody agrees that b'dieved, if you do it, that the water is mutter to use?
So if you hold, like, reason number two, like the Baal HaTruma, so b'dieved, it's going to be usher, al tnoilad. If I hold, like, the Rambam, I'm not exactly sure whether it's going to be usher b'dieved. If I hold, like, Rashi, Kenzain, it's not going to be usher b'dieved, it's domeh. To molid, but Ken Zayin, it's not really going to be usher b'dieved. But be it as it may,
mashkin shazavu would not apply, right?
Well, again, mashkin shazavu doesn't apply. It's dome to schitas peiros, right? So I don't know if it'll be usher b'dieved according to the Rambam. I'm not convinced according to him it's usher b'dieved. I do know that according to the Rabbeinu Baruch, according to Sefer HaTruma, it's usher b'dieved. But be it as it may. The Mechaber and the Ramah, the Pashtos, both hold that there is no Isser of Bishul when I put a solid next to the fire, near the fire, and the solid, which was Mevushal already, becomes liquefied. That's not an Isser Bishul. When the Ramah says, Yesh Machmirin, so the Ramah writes, or the Magen Avraham comments on the Rambam, or the Achronim say that it's not allowed. That's why it's going to be usur. And therefore, it's going to be usur even b'di'evet, because it's not allowed. As they state in the Magen Avraham, os membeis, although I should point out that there is a difficulty in reading the Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham stels to Simen Shin Ches Se'if Tes, where he writes that there is a din of nolad, shelag v'habarad, etc., like we spoke about. There could be a din of nolad, and the Ramah's paskening based on that din, that's why it's a problem. It's going to be usur, even b'diyeved, out some sort of mukta. That means everyone holds that there's no real din of bishul. But when I say everybody, I mean everybody besides the Lavush. The Lavush is cited in the Magen Avraham Sifkat in Mem and in the Taz Os Chaf. The Lavush paskins, or the Lavush changes the girsa in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Mutar litein in panada keneged ha'esh b'makayim shayad zeledes, meaning there's no problem of bishul. Zuck the Lavush, the girsa is wrong. It should be b'makom she'ein hayad zeledes. That's a big change in the girsa, gentlemen, no? He's changing it from b'makom she'hayad zeledes to b'makom she'ein hayad zeledes. That's the Lavush. Now,
why should the Shulchan Aruch be machmir?
The Shulchan Aruch is also machmir, says the Lavush, because the Shulchan Aruch feels that lamaisa acharei kechlos hakol, this is going to be a liquid, and by liquids we paskin yesh bishul achar bishul. Therefore, I am machmir, says the Lavush, that ein noisnin next to the in a makom she hayad zoledes, I can only be noisnin the makom she ein hayad zoledes. Now, the Lavush did not invent this kasha. If you look in the Beis Yosef himself, he's bothered by this kasha. How am I allowed to put an empanada next to the fire? Right now it's a salad, it's going to become liquid later on. As I frack the Beis Yosef. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef is mekel. He says that you could put the empanada b'makom sheyad soledes. If the Lavush does not change, if the Lavush is incorrect in changing the girsa, comes along the Taz and Oschaf and says, yeah, you don't change the girsa, but Rabbi Yosef Karo changed his mind. When he wrote the Beis Yosef, he's nervous that maybe it's going to be called a Davar Lach. But by the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, maybe this has to do with like the history that he wrote the Beis Yosef in Turkey, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he's in Eretz Yisrael, if this is connected. But by the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he already had the lights of Eretz Yisrael, and he changed his mind, says the Taz, and therefore don't be machmir for what it says in the Beis Yosef. Now again, those of you who have been in my shir for a while understand that I am really not into these ideas. The idea that the Rabbi Yosef Karo changed his mind between what he wrote in the Beis Yosef and what he writes in Shulchan Aruch, I don't think that's correct. The Sma assumes this way at the end of Chosh and Mishpat, that the Rabbi Yosef Karo changed his mind between Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. However, if you read the Hakdama of Rabbi Yosef Karo to Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo tells me that he writes this book of Shulchan Aruch not for the Talmidei Chachamim and Lomdim. The Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to learn Beis Yosef. However, if you're a regular Jew, you're supposed to just chazer all the dinim once every 30 days. And the original printings of the Shulchan Aruch are broken down into 30-day segments. Now I speak about this in a whole host of my shiurim. If it's broken down to 30-day segments, so what that means is that it's just a chazara din. He's just quoting the main things. But enochanami la halacha, he's going to paskin, or we paskin, like what it says in Beis Yosef. That's the real halachic text. How come he changed his mind? It's Plato's Hakomos. It's an easy way to review the dinim, etc. Not everything in the Shulchan Aruch is absolutely correct lahalacha. That's what he tells me in the Hakdama. Again, if that's the case, so then the idea that the Taz has over here that he changed his mind is very
is very difficult. Now, let's just chazer. When something goes from solid to liquid, the pashtus there is zero iser of bishul unless you hold like the lavush. Nonetheless, the Rama is machmir, but the chumra, the Rama, l'chayim, is midin nolad, and therefore it's midin nolad, the chumra is only if it's noticeable that it goes from solid to liquid, that there was a real change. Then it becomes something like muktzah. But if it's not noticeable, for example, if it goes into a kais, it's not a problem. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim. You know these spray cans of cream? Like people like to use them sometimes because it comes out like very fancy and like it makes your cake look all nice. Like you, are you allowed to use that on Shabbos? One could argue that that's like a din of nolad in its usher because close when it's in the can, it is a liquid. When it comes out, it becomes solid-ish. It becomes a semi-solid, like cream.
Are we talking about whipped cream?
What? The whipped
cream. Yeah. Are we talking about whipped cream? Or
the whipped cream. The cream that comes out of the cans. You spray the can, push the finger down, and you end up with whipped cream. It's like Nisim and Hashemayim, how this happens. But the point is that some are machmir on this. I think in the Archos Shabbos, he quotes Rabbi Yoshev as Mekel. And the Pashtus is, my nephew... in the Gush, was listening to some of my shiurim. So he pointed out that I think Rav Rimon feels that you could be makel on this question because it's really not nicker that's going from liquid to solid. The fact that when it's in the can, you don't see what it looks like. Maybe if you'd have a clear can, right? So then maybe it would be problematic. But the whole din is when it is nikar. And if the whole din is when it's nikar, that it's nailad, right? And when it goes into a kos, it's mutter. So one could argue that's going to be a mutter in this case also. Yeah, Alex?
In the case of empanada, where the shuman karush is inside.
But once you heat it up, it oozes out. And then you see the liquid come outside. But let's say it doesn't ooze out and it's not clear that it becomes liquid. For example, Rav Rimon discusses if I have chicken that has congealed fat on it. So right now it's a solid. It's a davar yavish. Can I put it, right, let's say, not directly, on the blech, next to the blech? So it should be an issue of nailat if you're an Ashkenazi, no? Rav Rimon recommends take rice, put the chicken in rice, when it will ooze out, it won't ooze out. It won't be nicker as a liquid, and that's going to be okay, no? Because the whole din of nailad is because it is nikar, then it's a problem. That's lacha ora, what should emerge in these dinim. Now,
when we still have the bala chuma and the molin?
Yeah. The Ramah, the Magen Avraham understands the Ramah. The conventional understanding of the Ramah is that he passed like the Bahat Shuma. Yeah, Yoni?
Shouldn't it go back to the quantity question?
To some extent, yeah. In other words, it's only an issue if a significant amount oozes out. And a chanami, if it's like tiny little tipin, so then it's not nikar, right? But it's not the quantity question the same way we discussed it beforehand. This is the quantity question in the reduced form, right? When the only issue at hand is nolad.
What's the hechrish to say that he's like the Bala Truma over Rashi, or?
I think the Ramah's pasuk, the Bala Truma over Rashi, and again, it could be that we also hold like Rashi, that you shouldn't be a dayim, break it up, right? And a chanami. But we also hold like the Bala Truma, that when it happens, not be a dayim, when it oozes out on its own, it becomes some sort of muktzah, that some sort of naila that becomes usser out that.
And whipped cream is mola. Couldn't whipped cream be molid even if it's not nolad?
Oh, that's what you're saying. There's maybe it is molid because it's dummy la malacha. It's no worse if I hold that making seltzer is usser on Shabbos
That's a good ha'ara. In other words, maybe it should be usher out molid. That's an interesting point. But that's a really good point, right? It should be usher out molid anyway. I hear that. It's a good ha'ara. I don't know. Shkayach. Now, it happens that there's another place where the Mishneh Berurah is machmir on the question that sounds like this. The Gemara has a discussion, we learned this, Membeis on the base, about Melach, right? According to one opinion, Melach is Michomrei HaBishel. It only cooks in the Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh. According to another opinion in the Gemara, Melach cooks even in the Kli Sheni. Me Ikar HaDin, we hold that Melach is Chaymrei HaBishel. It only cooks in Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh. That's how we pass in Me Ikar HaDin. Nonetheless, the Bali HaTaisis write that you should be Tovli Zahir or something like that, and therefore you should be Machmir that the salt is going to be a problem, even in the cliche niche, not like the other day in the Gemara. However, many Rishonim, the Mordechai and Simin Shin Ches, first among them, say that Kol Zeh is with regular, or is with the type of melach that they were most commonly used to, which is melach hanechtzav min haharim. If I bang the salt out of a mountain, so then you have to be worried. But if you have salt that comes from desalinization, if you have salt water and then you cook the water and the water evaporates and you're left with salt, so then I have also the dinim of ein bishel achar bishel. So if I combine ein bishel achar bishel together with the fact that it is melach, so for sure it's mutter in the klisheni, that's the pashtus in Rishonim. Nonetheless, there's one line in the Mishneh Berurah where he writes, where the Mishneh Berurah writes in Se'if Katan Ayin Aleph, that Yesh Mifak Bekim, that there are some who are Mifak Pek on this kula of cooked salt in a Kli Sheni. Now, what's the Svara for the Yesh Mifak Bekim? Not clear, but it's entirely possible that the Svara is something like we were discussing, that going from solid to liquid, perhaps they are mefakpek on the kula, because maybe it ends up being bishul on the lach. Maybe the yesh mefakpekim are really choshesh for that levush, that since acharei kechleis hakol, it's going to end up being like a davar lach, so ken zayin, there's some reason to assume it's a problem. Out the Ram was bal hachruma, so there's no reason to be mefakpek because the salt goes straight into liquid. But maybe the yesh mefakpekim is because they really hold like the lavush. Aye, how come by the empanada it's not a problem? So ken zayin, that the empanada, when you put it there, it doesn't become a liquid right away. It takes some time. As opposed, again, is this true in Metzias? I don't know. I'm just reporting what I saw in Svarim. But it could be that the empanada does not become liquefied until it's been there for some time. So it appears less problematic than the melach that happens right away. That's very, you could see in Simon Rishon Gimel in the Reb Kiva Eger on the Magen Avraham Se'if Katan Mem Aleph. Maybe we'll pick up from here tomorrow, although I'm not sure. I think tomorrow I'd rather move on to the dinim of Bishul Acharfiyah. Did I send out my course about Bishul Acharfiyah yet?
Yes.
So believe me, I'll do that later today. And we
should have... on the previous set. There were...
It was on the previous set or not? I'll try to send it out no matter what. And okay, Chevra, have a wonderful day, a blessed day. Zayge Benched.
Nice, Rebbe.